accepting ourselves, a place where boys, pups, and subs alike can kick back and discuss things amongst themselves. Email your questions to boyneil@houseofmnsm.com. That's boy, B-O-Y, Neil, N-E-A-L.
Well, we're here again, another Sunday night. What was that, Master? Oops. Anyway, this is, I think Master told me this is our anti-Grammy edition.
Anti-Grammy edition.
Whoa, was that a dirty look? Is the webcam up, sir? Did people see that glare coming from Sir Mark to Master?
It's going to be a real short show.
Yeah.
I even posted it at 2 o'clock that it was the anti-Grammy show.
Did you see my post, hon?
The one that you're supposed to forward to everybody, remember?
It's going to be an interesting show.
I'll read it to you, Sir Mark, just so you know.
Let's read that.
I can leave right now.
Actually, Miss Cartier actually posted it, too.
Let's see what Miss Cartier posted.
Wow, look at the fucking chat room already. Awesome. Oh, don't give me attitude, Pookie Dukes.
Pookie Dukes.
Wow. Payback's a bitch. Anyway, so we have boy.
Payback's a bitch for what?
I don't know. I was just grumpy all day, and you were pushing my button, so I'm going to push
it. I did fuck all.
He actually got the sewing machine working.
I know. I was actually quite impressed with you.
You don't know how close he came to throwing that sewing machine out in the front lawn. Through the window.
It's not his to do that.
I know. He was thinking about it.
You were getting pretty frustrated with it today, too. Yeah.
Anyway,
you were like, this thing's going back.
We found an incredible sewing machine on eBay, and trying to get it to work and figure it out is a...
Yeah, it's going to do embroidery. We're going to do all our crests and everything.
Yeah.
But you, Mark, you said that
Singer Futura. The thing does self-embroider. It's cool. We had it moving the...
We had it doing something, yeah. But
it was... It's like robotic. It's kind of cool. But anyway, it's going to be an interesting show this evening. I got some crazy stuff. And first of all, I did post something on there that I just thought was quite interesting because, as many of you know, I come from somewhat of a religious background. Way back, I was once a leader of a cult, or one of the leaders in a cult.
It was in a cult.
It was called the Way International. That's how I ended up out in Portland, Oregon, and met my wife, as they sent me out there on a mission where I literally, now you talk about, you have to be an extreme, as I guess I always was. I was 19 years old, and the deal was you had to pack everything you thought you would need in your car, have $500 in your wallet, and show up in the middle of this farm in New Knoxville, Ohio, where they gave you a week of training, then they would send you wherever they felt like send you with whomever they felt like sending you with for a year.
For a year.
For a year. And cool. I did it. And I ended up staying 2 years, but anyway. So yeah.
Once a boy, always a boy.
So when I see this, religious stuff, it does kind of get to me. And I published, let me post it again, a timeline that I saw on Facebook that was quite interesting. It showed the comparison between states in the United States that consider themselves religious states in comparison to states, and then the next one was states that
that was funny,
with the highest amount of teen pregnancies. I don't know why it won't post now. That's unusual, but for some reason it won't post me into the chat room. There we go, and I'll post it twice.
It just might take a second.
Yeah. But anyway, the comparison between the two is, other than two states, it fits the mold. The highest, most religious states are also the states with the most high teen pregnancies. So I dare to say they're probably the most highest states with the most closeted individuals as well. Boys will be boys. They're not just screwing girls, as we know.
Really?
Really.
Oh. Anyway.
Sheeps and dogs and
boys.
Are you my daddy?
And boys and pigs. But I thought dogs did the boys, not the boys did the dogs. Oh, that's for another. I just got that.
That's for a whole other show.
Now. Wow.
Yes.
But anyway.
That's all I want for my birthday.
That's one of the things that I posted.
It's a dog fucking boy.
On a lighter side. A dog fucking boy.
A boy fucking dog. That's better.
That's better.
Yeah. I never thought I'd say, but I'm the normal one in the group.
Hey, I'm okay with that.
And then there was some other sad news that I don't know if you all saw. that the last time it was updated happened the end of last month, and I don't think we ever talked about it or got to at the time, but there was another young boy in Oregon, I believe it was outside of Portland, Oregon, La Grande, Oregon, I believe, that committed suicide because he was being bullied, a 15-year-old boy. Sadly, he hung himself in a playground, and somebody found him and removed him, resuscitated him. They got him to the hospital, but it turned out it was too late. His brain had already died, and they ended up having to take him off of the machine. They basically had to unplug him, and then he passed away, which is a sad thing. I mean, so everything and anything you can do for bullying, anti-bullying, is the fight isn't over yet. I mean, most states and provinces have laws protecting that. But and it turns out, and I think the same thing is true up here in Canada as well as in the U.S., and we saw this in New York. You know, I helped pass Dignity for All Students, but until we actually had a child die and the parents sue a school district because they didn't do anything about it ahead of time, they knew it was going on.
Right.
Nobody enforced the law. It actually took a million-dollar lawsuit to get it enforced. And I think the same thing, because from what I've heard, is happening up here as well. It's like they don't, you know, people don't take it for they don't take the law serious. Well, there's not enough meat in that law. You know, people aren't going to go to jail for it. Okay, but they can
but that never happens in our town, boy, Neil. That always happens in somebody else's town.
It happened in my town.
But you know what I'm saying?
You came to my town when
but
it
that's
happened.
What people's attitudes are. It's never going to happen here.
And
that stuff happens somewhere else. Never
and
here.
It's never Jamie going to Rodeman. Change until it happens to a big, prominent person that's going to finally happen in their family, and suddenly they'll wake up and realize they knew it happened, they knew it was going to happen, but it doesn't happen in our own home. And then suddenly, when it's suddenly in your living room, it turns the whole view around.
And that's proof why when something does happen in your area, like when Jeremy Rodeman committed suicide, you know, I helped head up one small rally right like 2 days after it happened, which I ended up getting. We ended up getting all the news people. I did three interviews on three different TV stations. We got it out there. And then Master and Sir and Pup Ace, too. Yeah, it was Pup Ace.
Yeah,
they all came down to join me on the big rally that was partially put on by Marcella's. And there we had a ton of people, and they were there. And, you know, there was every newscast there. It was all over the news. That's what needs to happen. That's why you say, can I make a difference? Well, what's the difference if I show up? Well, you know what? If 100 people say, you know, it might make a difference if I just show my face, then it will make a difference. Just by being there can make a difference. I mean, you don't have to worry about being vocal or being out and about. I mean, this was a rally that my rally was 2 days before. So this one I wasn't vocal at all with. I was just with the family. But still, our presence being there made a difference. And our presence as Leathermen, I think, showed a difference. I mean, representing the leather community properly as it should be. We're the defenders of all. Especially children and everything. So, I mean, it's just important. Make a difference. I mean, the one voice can make all the difference.
There's many ways to get involved without... If you're shy and you don't want people to know, fine, write a letter.
Right.
Donate, you know.
But like I'm saying, you can be shy and just show up. Yeah. Just the body, just the presence of another person there makes an impact because people see that, the news see it. You know, if we put on a rally and nobody shows up, it makes us look stupid. And we've had that happen for different political reasons where we've had few people show up, a lot because it just didn't get out or the weather or something. But we have a rally and... And I forget how many people were there at that rally. There must have been 600 people there. They did a count. It wasn't a five-something.
Well, that hangar where Club Marcello is, that's huge.
And it was full.
And it was
all
full
the way, the
all the way to the
lot.
Back.
Yeah. I mean, so please, you know, take the time. And if you can get involved at all and just even show up. The next thing I want to cover is also kind of in those lines. If Master will be ready, I'm going to cue that up pretty soon. I heard, and I'll talk a little bit about it and kind of set it up.
I'm ready.
I found an incredible story that happened last week. And in Washington State, There's a big debate going on in their, I believe, their Senate, state Senate floor, in reference to full marriage equality or domestic partnerships. And, you know, I was involved in the marriage equality in New York State, and I remember when they offered us domestic partnership, they said, basically, you guys, you know, guys and gals, lesbians, all of us, they said, you know what you all need to really do is to kind of change gears, because, and it was kind of funny who brought it up. First of all, it was the conservatives that didn't want us to have any rights. They thought, why aren't you guys going for a domestic partnership? And then it was some of the liberals, the Democrats, who didn't think we could actually get it done, that thought maybe you should just compromise and accept that. And we're like, why would anyone compromise on our, I mean, we just said, why would you compromise on our civil rights? That's like saying we're half a person or part of a person. And how they compromise is, like, in New York State, there was over 2,000 laws and privileges that we gained by getting marriage equality that same-sex couples had. They wanted to give us, like, 500 of them. So here's 500 now. Go away. Be quiet. That's exactly how that's how verbal I got with it. I says, that ain't going to happen. I mean, we are not going to go away until we have our rights. It's civil rights. It's about we're no different than anybody else, you know, just because we have a different sexual preference. You know, but this story I saw, and it really cut to me, and it cut to me personally. And Sir Mark, get the Kleenex ready, because you might cry. Because the first time I listened to it, I did kind of shed a tear. This is a Republican senator on the issue of marriage equality when it was her opportunity to speak in front of her elector.
And she was straight.
And she's straight, yes. She's actually a widowed lady. She was married. Well, she says it in her story that we're going to listen to. It's about three or four minutes long.
I have
allowed. So here we go.
My heart and my mind to guide me in decisions that I've made on a lot of different issues that have been before us in the legislature. And I think sometimes that's what we have to do. And I too don't want to wag my finger at anybody about which way you should vote on this. It's certainly an issue of conscience to me, and certainly one that is, I have been weighing very heavily for the last few weeks. You know, I was married for 23 years to the love of my life, and he died 6 years ago. And, you know, I'm a lonely old widow right now. I'm 51 years old, looking for a boyfriend, not having much luck with that. And yet, when I think of my husband, and I think of all the wonderful years we had and the wonderful fringe benefit of having three beautiful children, I don't miss the sex, you know? That, and to me, that's kind of what this boils down to. I don't miss that. I mean, I certainly miss it, but I don't, it's not, it is certainly not the aspect of that relationship, that incredible bond that I had with that human being, that I really, really genuinely wish I still had. And so I think to myself, how could I deny anyone the right to have that incredible bond with another individual in life? To me, it seems almost cruel. You know, years ago, my daughter she was in elementary school. Many of you have met my daughter. She's a fabulous girl. She's wonderful. My boys are great, too. But my daughter is just something special, and she was the light of her father's eyes. And she went to school, and there were some kids that were, a whole group of kids, just picking on another kid. And, you know, my daughter stood up for that kid, even though it wasn't the popular thing to do. She knew it was the right thing to do. And I was never more proud of my kid than knowing that she was speaking against the vocal majority on behalf of the rights of the minority. And to me, it is incumbent upon us as legislators in this state to do that. That is why we are here. And I shudder to think that if folks who have preceded us in history did not do that, frankly, I'm not sure I would be here as a woman. I'm not sure other people would be here due to their race or their creed. And to me, that is what's disconcerting. And someone made the comment that this is not about equality. Well, yes, it is about equality. And why in the world would we not allow those equal rights for individuals who truly were committed to one another in life to be able to show that by way of a marriage? My daughter came out of the closet a couple of years ago. And you know what? I thought I was just going to agonize about that. Nothing's different. She's still a fabulous human being, and she's met a person that she loves very much. And someday, by God, I want to throw a wedding for that kid. And I hope that's exactly what I can do. I hope she will not feel like a second-class citizen involved in something called a domestic partnership, which frankly sounds like a Merry Maids franchise to me.
Wow, that was good.
Wow. And I didn't cry.
You're pretty close.
No,
no. Oh, there's a lot of reaction.
Yeah, I'm over that dream.
Well, I had a similar story, and this might make you cry. And this is, I think, one of the reasons it kind of did make me cry a bit.
And you know what? I am sure that we are going to be talking about that directly after this commercial.
We'll be right back.
Stand
by. Have that special song too after this commercial?
Did you want it now?
Yeah, we can do that song now.
You would like the special song to bring us up?
It's a version of a cover of a Lady Gaga song. So we'll all love it.
All right. I might be able to bring that up for you.
Okay.
Here we go.
Little boy, are you sure you haven't taken it up the hoo-hoo just once or twice?
Oh, my God. That son of a bitch! Why do I have HIV?
Na, 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 na. Na, na, na. I wanna hold them like they do in Texas plays.